Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hey, and welcome to the fourth episode of Plan Create Post on Instagram. Today, we're dealing with a post part of the creation process, and we're talking about doing your own Instagram audit. So you should do this before you post another post to gain more visibility. So there are a couple of aspects I look at whenever I do Instagram audits for my own clients. So there's appearance of the profile, profile photo, bio, name, highlights, links, content appearance, content value, hashtags, engagement, and captions. You don't have to hire anyone to do your Instagram profile audit. You can do it yourself. However, it is sometimes a good idea to have another set of eyes on your profile just so someone can see some things that maybe you don't see, and that way they can help you more than you can help yourself. However, you can definitely do it yourself anytime, and what better time than right now? So let's start with what you should be focusing on. When it comes to your profile appearance, make sure that your profile is recognizable. So when someone sees one of your posts, they know it's from you. They should also be memorable. So your profile should be memorable. So when someone thinks of your niche, they should think about you and instantly go to your profile to check something out. Do you have brand colors? It's always a good idea to have 5, 6 maybe brand colors and then use them throughout your content. You can have different colors for different topics, or some people like to maintain their grid by posting different colors on different days so it all matches up. And then, do you have cohesion among posts? So that's another very important aspect. It's not good to have 100 colors, 100 different topics. It's a good idea to have some cohesion that connects your posts. So your posts should be connected in some way. It is also a good idea to have your face somewhere in the first 9 posts. So when someone comes to your profile, the first thing they see is your face. If you don't like to use your face or you're a brand, maybe think about incorporating some of your team members as a brand. And then if you're a solopreneur or you're a freelancer, think about putting your face out there. I know it can be scary sometimes, but it really is beneficial. It makes you more relatable. You're a human. Once you show your face, you become a human, not just a brand who posts on Instagram and isn't really someone people trust or know. So it's always a good idea to have your face somewhere on your profile, except your profile photo. So every 5, 6, 7 posts, make sure you have your face there. When it comes to your profile photo, there are a couple of rules. If you're a personal brand, a solopreneur, a freelancer, it's always a good idea to have a headshot. So if you have a headshot, remove the background and add one of your brand colors as your background. So that's always a good idea. You can't go wrong with that. However, if you're a brand and you're more than one people, use your logo. That's completely fine. Again, if you use your face and your headshot, people will actually know, trust, like you. So, you know, then no, like, trust process, right? So yes, definitely try to incorporate your photo as the profile photo if you're a solo. If you're a brand, use your logo. When it comes to your bio, it's very important that it is very clear who you are, who you help, and how you help them. So make sure to incorporate keywords in the bio, because keywords are something that people search for, and your bio might actually help with SEO, search engine optimization, and your profile might come up if you use keywords in your bio. You should clearly state who you help and how you help them. The bio should also show any authority or something that differentiates you from others in your industry. That should be immediately visible. Does it have a CTA? It's always a good idea to have your fourth line right above the link, a CTA. So a CTA is something where you invite people to take action. So whatever you put first in your links should be your CTA. It's also a good idea to have emojis at the beginning of each line for better readability. Your bio is a very important part of your Instagram profile. When someone comes to your profile, they will see your bio and they will immediately know if they want to follow you or not. If it's not clear, they will definitely not decide to follow you. Another very important part of your profile is your name. The Instagram name. I'm not talking about the handle. I'm talking about the name, which you can find above your bio. It should have a couple of things. First is your name or name of your brand, and then you can separate it with a straight line, and then have industry with your industry with searchable keywords. Think about this. What would your ideal client search for in order to find you? Use that. However, be very careful, because once you change your name, it cannot be changed again for the next 14 days. There's also a 64 character limit, so make sure you're within that. But just try to think about your industry. So what do you do? If you're a copywriter, write that. If you're a social media manager, write that. If you're an Instagram coach, write that. However, be careful, you can't say Instagram in your name. So you have to be a bit creative. You can say IG or Insta. So just keep that in mind. Your name is searchable. That's why this is so important. So once someone writes the keyword you're using in your name, you will come up in their search. So this is something you should definitely think about and then use that for your name. Make sure you don't use words like unicorn client, dog mom. Make sure it's something that is very specific and very industry or niche related. Next thing I like to look at are highlights. It's a great idea to have highlights because this is evergreen and whoever comes to your profile, they will see your highlights just like pinned posts. So maybe think about pinned posts as well. If you didn't pin any of your posts, maybe you should. So pin something that is related to your offer, to who you are, or something that is very specific for your profile. But when it comes to highlights, it's a great idea to have highlights that are about me or start here, where you explain who you are, what you do, etc. Then another highlight for your products or services, and one for testimonials. Of course, you can add to that. You can add more. If you have something you want to highlight, definitely do that. But make sure that your highlights are niche or industry related. So stay on brand. You can also use brand colors as covers for highlights, which is a great idea. You also get cohesiveness if you use brand colors everywhere and you become more memorable. Make sure your highlights name isn't more than 11 characters because it won't be visible entirely. So if you have a name that is more than 11 characters, just write the name on the cover of the highlight itself and then use something else as the name, something that is below 11 characters. When it comes to links, it's very important that they are not too cluttered. Again, stay on brand. Link only to the things that are related to what you actually do. Don't link to something that is outside of your own brand. So if you have articles that you found interesting, that's not really a good idea. Make sure that your own offer is there. Then your freebies are there. And if you have any affiliate links, you can add those. Whatever your CTA is, so call to action in your bio, make sure that your first link is that. So CTA should be pointing to your links, and then the first link should be your CTA. If you use Linktree or other similar service where you can add more than one link, that's how you do it. Also, make it clear what each link is on your Linktree or Bitly or whatever you use. Have exact name of the page that someone will end up on when they click on that link. Don't say something like read here, read what. So you need to be very specific if you want people to click on each of those links. When it comes to your content appearance, it's also important to be cohesive. Like I said in the profile appearance, same goes for the content itself. So you don't want to go too off-brand, so try to stay within your brand in terms of colors. And do try to develop a recognizable style. So when someone sees a post in their feed, they know that it's from you. Try to use the same colors. And always have a hook that is visible on the first glance. So if you post carousels, make sure that you have a hook on the first slide, because when someone comes to your profile, your hook will make them want to open your post and read it. If it's just a photo of you and you actually give a lot of value in there, they will probably not open it. Also make sure your Reels covers have hooks for the exact same reasons. Make sure that your cover has all the important information in the 1080 by 1080 pixels, and then you can adjust that so it fits your feed. So everything that is important will be visible in the feed itself when someone visits your profile. Another thing is not to use more than 5 different colors on your profile. Stay on brand. Choose 5 colors that go well with each other and that make a nice palette, and then use them for everything you do. Next thing is content value. Well, education isn't the only form of value. However, I've seen many brands who actually only and exclusively post their products or their services. Meaning, if you sell something, you would post only photos of what you sell. Or if you're a beautician and you do different treatments, you only post befores and afters. Well, that's not really something that we aim for here on Proleta Media. So we want education. However, we don't only want education. Entertainment, inspiration, a great no-brainer offer, those are all valuable. Make sure you don't post just for the sake of posting. I talked about posting with purpose. It was episode 2. So check it out if you want to learn more about posting with purpose. But that's always a good idea, because when you have purpose, you know what you post and when you post it, and people will see that. And there will be definitely more reach and more followers for you once you actually have your purpose. With each post, it's also a good idea to add some information in the caption. So if you have a reel or a carousel post or even a single post, add some additional information in the caption and make sure that people seeing the post know that there's additional information there. And don't make your captions just a word or two or just emojis. Use your keywords. So use keywords in the caption. And like I said, you can even add some additional information. Next thing is hashtags. So episode 3 was all about hashtags, but this is an important part of Instagram profile audit, so I definitely have to at least mention them. Check if your hashtags are driving any traffic. Is it a considerable amount of traffic? So at least as much as your reach from home. So go to your post insights and you will see the breakdown of your reach and where the reach is coming from. And if you don't get traffic from your hashtags, maybe it's time to rethink your hashtag strategy. Like I said, episode 3 is all about hashtags. I talk about them a lot. So go check out that episode and you will definitely learn more and know what to do. Next is engagement. So how is your engagement? Do you get comments? Do you get shares, saves, likes? Again, you can check your post insights and see what your engagement is. If you don't see any saves, that's probably because you're somewhere where GDPR is a thing and Instagram, for some reason, decided to delete all the insights about shares. So we can't see that anymore. I'm the same. But you can see shares of reels just by opening a reel. And then on the right hand side, you will see the like button, the comment button, and the share button. And you will see number of shares there. However, for single and carousel posts, we are not able to see that at the moment. However, if you go to not just analytics, So that's notjustanalytics.com. You can check your engagement rate there. So it's always a good idea to add your account to NotJustAnalytics if you don't have it on already, because you will be able to track some things much better than on Instagram itself. When it comes to engagement, smaller accounts will usually have a better engagement rate, as high as 20%. However, as you start growing, the engagement rate will go down. That's just the way things are. Not all of your followers will see your post. Not all of those who see your post will interact with it. So that's just how it is. However, anything between 5 and 10% is considered very good. So check it on NotJustAnalytics and see what your percentage is. If your engagement is not good, start working on it. Instagram is a social media platform, so it's important to be social. So go to other accounts in your niche, people you follow, people who comment on your posts, and leave meaningful comments. I will talk more about engagement and different strategies in one of my future episodes, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Next up are captions. The important thing to know about captions is that there's a character limit. The character limit for Instagram captions is 2,200 characters. So use that space wisely. I actually don't know many people who write too long captions. I personally do tend to write longer ones, but you definitely don't have to use all 2,200 characters. But do explain what is in your post. And make sure you use keywords. If you don't want to talk too much in your caption, at least do a few sentences where you use the main keywords related to your post. That's very important for Instagram SEO again. So find 3 to 5 keywords and then incorporate them in your text. The posts in Instagram are now searchable. So if someone were to search for one of the keywords you used, your post might end up in their search. So that's very, very important. Another thing is to add relevant hashtags. My general rule of thumb is 27 to 30 hashtags per post. And yes, so keep in mind that the posts are now searchable based on keywords, not just hashtags. So make sure you use your keywords wisely. It's also a good idea to add alt text. So ALT text to your graphics, both static and carousel posts. So again, just use a few keywords, explain what is in the graphic, and it's also helpful for Instagram SEO. So this is basically everything that is related to my Instagram audit. So whenever I do it for my clients, this is what I will look at. So those are all the aspects I analyze. I can't see some of them. For example, I can't see if you added alt text to your graphics, but I will see most. And that's how I analyze every single profile when it comes to profile audits. Now I want you to think, do I even have a strategy for Instagram? If you don't, it might be time to create one. It's very important to have a plan, create and batch your content, be consistent, and then engage with other accounts, and you will definitely see results. If you do need a second pair of eyes on your content, I can do an audit for you. You can shoot me a DM on Instagram. The link will be in the show notes. And we can talk about how I can help you improve your Instagram and consequently your sales. So that's all interconnected. Don't forget that. So if you have a good reach, if you gain more followers, your sales will improve as well. That's it for my Instagram audit. Don't forget that you can get 1 month of my membership for free. There's very little time left. The last day to sign up is today, March 31st, and you will actually get 3 months worth of content. So March content that actually expires today, but you can still take and use the ideas for your content in the future. You will get April content, which is live as of March 25th, and then May content, which is going live on the 25th of April. So you don't really want to miss this because that's free, and who doesn't like free things? Every month after your first month is $25, but if you don't like the membership, if you think that it's not valuable enough for you, you can always cancel it and no harm done, no strings attached, I won't get mad. I just want you to grab your freebies while you can. Okay, so that's it for today. Thank you for listening and I will see you again next week. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.